Welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me and happy Wednesday to you. Firstly, I'd just like to sincerely apologise that you didn't get a text message and there was no audio teaching up on the website yesterday. Thank you to everybody who contacted me to let me know. On Monday, I actually ended up getting a really bad fever in the afternoon. I think a bad reaction to my fertility medication, and I was completely out of it for the day and night, and it really only this afternoon kind of came round. It was quite a bad reaction, and I had really high fever and temperature and kind of hallucinating and everything during the night. So I just didn't even kind of think about anything, and I'm so sorry because, you know, this is the service you're getting, but I sincerely apologize for that. So today we're going to continue on with this topic of structure, and this is the audio you should have got yesterday, and we'll just keep going on with the week of this. So on Monday I got you to think about the areas of your life that you wanted structure in. Now, I talked about structure in relation to discipline and consistency a couple of weeks ago, and if you missed out on that, you can go back and listen to it. So really, consistency and discipline is down to taking accountability for what you want. But this week it's all about structure from a practical place. But again, I did say this in my text on Monday, there is no magic formula for having structure. We would all like structure, we'd all like more balance. It comes from consistent effort and consistent discipline. But when you have practical measures you can put in place, it can be very helpful to be able to allow you to move on, I suppose, in getting to where you want to be. I did a very long audio there for you the other day to talk about how little things that I had put in place had really helped me with my structure. I was talking about a calendar for work on my website, and it kind of took away parts of what I would find difficult to deal with. Okay, so what I'd like to do today is for you to think about the areas of your life that you would have thought about on Monday that you have a lack of structure in, okay? And then what you're going to do is you're going to think about how you want it to be. So I'm just giving you that example again, where when I'm doing my one-to-one work, I don't like to do evening work, and I also don't like to do weekend work. And I'd ideally love to just work 9 to 5. And of course, like, that doesn't suit everybody's schedule. But it was the one thing that was putting my work life out of balance. One, because I would be frustrating myself, and two, because I was like, for lots of different reasons, it just wasn't working for me. And like I said, I'd spent about the last 5 or 6 years in this constant state of non-balance, and with one simple tool of putting a calendar up on my website with the days and times that I am available, and if people were able to take those slots, great, and if they couldn't, then I wouldn't be able to have the session with them. It kind of took away that feeling of guilt that I would feel if somebody was asking me for an email appointment, a late night appointment. I would just say yeah, because I'd feel bad. But when I had that, you know, that calendar up and the appointments are just there, there's no communication around it. It's either there's the free slots, and there are no evening spaces, okay? And I know that's a very trivial, probably, example, but actually, in fact, having such a practical tool has made a difference. That actually, as I'm back doing readings this month, it's just been great to look at my diary and say, okay, there's all the slots booked in, everything's great, the balance has been created. So if you're looking at areas of your life where there's no structure, what practical tools and methods can you put in place? So if it's a thing that you get up every day, and from the minute your feet touch the ground when you get out of bed to the minute your head touches the pillow when you're going to sleep again that night, you have just been in constant overdrive, okay? So you're in a really busy environment with work. You may have kids, husband. You may just have a busy, you might have a busy work life and then a busy social life, or, you know, you have lots of interests and hobbies after. But there's just a lot going on, okay? You might find, Jesus, there's no structure to this. The best thing that I can suggest around this is to simply write out how you'd like it to be. Now, this doesn't mean that it's completely possible to get it there, but you have to get clear with yourself. So I'm going back to the example of my work. Last week when I decided I'd come back to do readings for April, I typed out on the computer questions. How did I want to work? Why did I want to work? What did I want to provide to people? What was important to me? Why was I doing this work in the first place? How was it going to work for me? And then I had a section on it when I was typing in the computer. What do I absolutely hate? What do I absolutely not want to do? Okay, so I typed it all out, And then I sat back and I looked at the screen and I thought to myself, okay, this is just not going to be possible for me to have it all the way that I want it. So what I did was I got a piece, so that was typed on the computer screen. Then I got a piece of paper and I said, okay, let me figure this out. Let me figure out, really, like, having to nearly like brainstorm how I was going to get it in such a structure. And that's where the idea of, God, I could probably get a calendar and a booking system to put on my website. And then I found one and it was great. So by brainstorming around it, you first have to look at what doesn't work for you. So if it's a thing of saying, well, I never leave the office before 8 o'clock and I want to stop doing that, you might say, well, it's not going to be possible for me to leave before, I'd like to leave at 7 o'clock. You might look and say, okay, I'm going to have to leave at 7:15, but at least it's not 8 o'clock. There might be something where you've loads of interests and hobbies and social activities after work, but you actually want some time for yourself. Maybe you're going to have to cut out one of these from your life. You could just have a really, really busy day. So is there anybody you could ask to give you a hand if you've got kids? Is there anyone you can rely on? Do you know what I mean? These are the practical things. We're not talking about discipline this week. We're not talking about consistency. We're not talking about accountability. We're talking about practical methods to make your life easier. So it's like the calendars, the budget, you know, the to-do list, the rota in work, the chore list on your fridge at home. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Then obviously the discipline, the consistency comes into it. So you probably, if you're really busy, you're going to say, well, I don't have time to this. Make the time, okay? So sit down either today or at the weekend after we've, you know, talked about this for the rest of the week. Write down the areas or all parts of your life that are out of sync. Get another piece of paper and write down ideally how you would like it to be in terms of your time, in terms of your scheduling, in terms of what you want to achieve, and also what you do not like, what is not working for you, what really pisses you off, what really frustrates you. Go there, like, get a very clear picture of it, and then get another piece of paper and sit down and say, okay, I know what I don't want. I know what I do want. I know what's currently going on. How can I create a different picture here? I can't obviously do that for you individually because it is an individual thing. So you have to be able to take the time to do that. If you've any questions on that, of course, get in touch with me and I can help you out as much as I can. But by doing it and seeing the picture, I think that's what happens, is there's just so much chaos that can go on in our mind and so much overthinking. We don't see the clear picture. So we need to see that picture. We need to see things as they really are, from the good to the bad, and particularly the bad, because that's the stuff that's keeping us out of structure, keeping us out of balance, out of alignment. Tomorrow, what we're going to do then is that when you kind of figure out how you want things to be, we're going to talk about how to make a plan around that. And that's going to be really important. So I know I've been giving you an example around my work. And while it might seem, like I said, trivial to put a calendar in place, isn't it amazing how much inputting a plugin of a calendar onto my website has changed my work? Phenomenal. And why would I not have done that years ago? It's mad to think that I wouldn't have done that years ago. My husband has said to me loads of times, put in a booking system. Imagine that it's taken me that long, the most simplistic of things, to absolutely transform my work. So think about it from that. It's probably going to be the most simple thing that helps you as well, but you've got to be clear of what it is. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow as we delve further into this topic. And as always, if you have any questions, please do get in touch. Also, again, just to apologize for yesterday, but I hope you've enjoyed today's teaching, and we will continue with this topic all through the week. Have a great day.